From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The assassination of a top Syrian rebel commander may have contributed, at least partially, to a delay in Saturday's agreed-on pullout of thousands of militants and their families from neighborhoods on the southern edge of Damascus. A Palestinian official in Damascus told the Associated Press the withdrawal is being delayed for logistical reasons. But Lebanon's Hezbollah-run TV station said Zahran Alush was a key figure in arranging the rare deal and that his assassination has delayed its implementation. Alush and several senior commanders were killed in airstrikes that targeted the group's headquarters during a meeting on Friday. An Iraqi army spokesman says Iraqi troops are pushing deeper into the heart of Ramadi and getting closer to recapturing a government complex from Islamic State militants. Regaining control of the complex after battling with insurgents for 7 months would give the army control of the key city, which is the capital of Anbar province. An army spokesman said Saturday that soldiers are using airstrikes to detonate some of the landmines and booby-trap explosives to help them gain ground. He said they are now within a few hundred meters of the government complex, but he declined to give a time frame for the final push to oust the militants from the center of the city, where more than 100 extremists are believed to be lodged. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, is taking criticism for dissolving the young nation's 10 states and establishing 28 new ones on their place. Critics say Kiir's action undermines the power-sharing deal with the opposition signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response to the president's action. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund warns poor rainfall and the El Niño weather phenomenon are putting hundreds of thousands of children at risk of hunger and disease in parts of eastern and southern Africa. Lisa Shine reports.
The UN Children's Fund reports the well-being of hundreds of thousands of children already suffering from food shortages is likely to worsen under these conditions. Spokesman Christoph Bouyerak says it is particularly concerned about high levels of malnutrition among young children in Malawi.
Almost half of the children are already undernourished because Malawi struggles to cope with drought and with the first maize deficit in a decade.
Bouyerak says El Niño, severe flooding, and a prolonged drought, as well as a stagnant economy, have added to the country's food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian man who allegedly tried to attack police with a knife after he was asked for identification. A police spokeswoman says the man was stopped after he was spotted following a pair of Jewish worshippers Saturday outside Jerusalem's Old City. He is the third Palestinian killed by Israeli security forces since Friday. Since mid-September, a wave of Palestinian shootings, stabbing, and vehicular attacks on soldiers and citizens have killed 20 Israelis and left at least 126 Palestinians dead. President Barack Obama celebrating the holiday in Hawaii, where he made his annual visit to a Marine Corps base to spend time with service members and their families.
It's still dangerous, as we saw this past week. We had some outstanding brave men and women who were killed. And so we never take for granted what all of you do for the American people. You help keep us free. You help keep us strong. And whatever service you're in, whatever branch, we are extraordinarily grateful for everything that you do every single day.
On Christmas Day, the president also made phone calls to other service members from each branch of the military who are stationed around the world. Serbia has arrested 80 former and current top officials, most of them belonging to opposition political parties, on corruption charges including abuse of office and money laundering. The Serbian Interior Minister told reporters Saturday that those arrested are accused of several dozen cases of financial crime and corruption that cost the state more than $100 million. Police are still searching for five other suspects, while another 39 are under investigation. And Japanese authorities said that for the first time Saturday, an armed Chinese Coast Guard vessel entered its territorial waters off islands claimed by both countries that are a flashpoint of disputes between the neighbors. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.